USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Six new senators were sworn in today as a new session of Congress convenes at the Capitol. Senator Mitch McConnell delivered what could be his final opening remarks as Senate Majority Leader.
To say the 117th Congress convenes at a challenging time would indeed be an understatement. From political division to a deadly pandemic to adversaries around the world, the hurdles before us are many, and they are serious. But there's also plenty of reason for hope.
Speaker McConnell's comments come as multiple GOP senators plan to oppose certifying the Electoral College vote this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to be reelected with the slimmest Democratic majority in the House in 20 years. Developing news in an hour-long phone call obtained by NBC News today. We hear President Trump beg Georgia's Secretary of State to overturn the election results and to, quote, find more than 11,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A gunman shot two people at a church in East Texas this morning. The shooter took off but was arrested. The shooting happened at Starville Methodist Church in Winona, about 100 miles east of Dallas. The deceased is said to be the pastor. Smith County Sheriff's deputies were called to the church about 9:20 this morning. Services were not going on at the time of the shooting. Legendary talk show host Larry King remains hospitalized at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles.
Legendary broadcaster Larry King is in a Los Angeles hospital with COVID-19. The 87-year-old Brooklyn native stepped down from his cable show in 2012. King has weathered numerous health problems over the years, including a major heart attack in 1987, the removal of a cancerous tumor in 2017, an angioplasty in 2019, and a stroke in March of 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
CNN reports an unidentified person close to the family says King has been hospitalized for more than a week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
12 Republican senators led by Ted Cruz plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress this coming week. They say they intend to reject the electors from states where there are, quote, unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations, and lax enforcement of election law until a 10-day audit of each state's election results is completed. The House Minority Leader says challenging the Electoral College is nothing new.
Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
43 staff members at the Kaiser ER Department in San Jose, California have tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak was reportedly caused by a staff member wearing an air-powered costume with a fan that may have spread droplets. Employees are in isolation and the hospital is undergoing a deep cleaning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.